Hello, hello, and welcome to the video marketing podcast, All Eyes on You. My name is Anastasia Renault. I am here with my partner, Martin Renault, and we are founders of Freedom Potential, easy and affordable video production, events live streaming, and hybrid events. In this podcast, we'll be speaking all things video. Any questions you might have about video, video production, how to create great videos, how to post great videos, how to market your videos, how to capture, engage, and retain your audience, which technology to use, which cameras to use, and which digital tools to use, we will be covering in this podcast. And today's conversation is about hybrid events.
That's right, Anastasia. And by the way, any questions you do have for us, please put it into the comments, and we will address those questions next time we are online and we record this podcast.
Brilliant.
To you, Anastasia.
So what is a hybrid event? Hybrid event is a trade show, conference, any type of normal event that has a live component and has an online component. And right away, a question that arises quite often is, what is the difference between event live streaming and hybrid events? And Martin has an incredible wealth of knowledge. He live streamed hundreds of events and held many hybrid events. So question, what is the difference between event live streaming and hybrid event?
The difference between an event live streaming and a hybrid event is the live part, obviously. Meaning that we have people in the room, we have an audience, we are usually in a typical scenario for an event, whether it's in a venue, a conference room, or outdoors. And there is a component that is live. However, this can be done two ways. So for a live stream, you would typically have just one way of communicating. We stream the event and then the audience online watches it. However, the capabilities in hybrid events is to also interact with people that view it online. And there are many ways that we can create this interaction. So really, a hybrid event is a live event that has a virtual component in which you can interact with the viewers online.
And obviously viewers can interact with you, and it's
absolutely
just a two-way conversation.
Exactly.
So can you share with us a good examples of it, or maybe success stories that you might have?
Yes, of course. Well, the easiest is to start with events that are held in our studio. Freedom Potential Center is based on the Gold Coast in Varsity Lakes, and we have a capacity for small events and training and classes, educational classes. So regular events such as lunchtime question and answers, lunchtime presentations, networking events, they are the typical type of event that are of the hybrid nature. So here, for example, we would receive up to 30 people. There is a stage, just like a mini TV show, with multiple cameras and multiple screens to broadcast different type of information, whether it's the presentation of the leader of the hybrid event, or the presenter, the MC of the hybrid event, or virtual participants, and also other means of communication such as live chat and also like in-ear monitoring. So having a conference, a workshop, a training with participants in the audience as well as online, and that gives us all sorts of possibilities.
And I would like to jump onto an example or the benefits of holding an event like this, specifically when we held a training for a coach in a self-development area, and the coach had about 25, 30 people in the classroom and about another 17 people on Zoom for 6-day full-on training, like 12-hour training, 9 to 9. Can you elaborate a little bit more, how does that look like? So if our listeners now would be interested, how would that operate technically? So where do you get those people online, like which platforms to use to bring the people online? How do you interact with them? Mm-hmm. If you are holding a training, if you have the whole classroom of people online, how do you make sure that they receive the same type of quality training and information? How do they do exercises? Because that's a specific training was NLP training, so which requires a lot of work in pairs, a lot of training, a lot of practical exercises, a lot of work like in regards to writing as well. So how would that look like in hybrid environment?
Yes, Anastasia, this is quite an elaborate question. There's a lot to say about this. However, I'd like to start by saying that there's a lot of organization that have attributions such as, you know, hypnotherapy or in NLP or any sort of psychology-based course or counseling-based courses. And they have had to pivot in their delivery of their courses in the last couple of years.
Well, I believe all courses had to pivot, and not just in psychology or therapy, but many business coaches had to pivot as well. Many training in terms of in the company training and in corporate culture as well. Pretty much any organization, you can take government organization, and they had to pivot as well, where we could not get together and hold trainings or hold summits, hold conferences the same way that we did.
Yep.
So I would not limit that to hypnotherapy.
Oh, no, I'm not limiting this to hypnotherapy. What I was trying to say is that a lot of those organizations have modified their curriculum so it can be delivered online. So in the past, different disciplines that are of counseling nature, of the one-on-one kind of learning, would not admit students online because there was no protocol or curriculum for that. And these have been modified. So even if you're thinking, well, this event would not work if it was not in person, well, think again and maybe look at your professional agency if there is anything in place for that. But basically, what you're referring to is a course like we're truly astonished to see how well those hybrid events work, and also how people sustain their interest day in, day out. Like, as you were mentioning, this course that we shot, that we live stream in, and that we created the hybrid event for was a 6-day, 12 hours a day workshop, and we had, you know, 90 to 95% of the attendees online there at all time. They were completely absorbed by the material for a couple of reasons. First of all, with our system, we have a multi-camera system. So obviously we are interacting with the different views, you know, in the room, so we can have a close-up on the presenter and a wide angle showing you know, the whole stage, another camera for interaction in the crowd, and then with handheld roving microphones, people in the crowd can talk to the presenter, and this is heard online as well to the participants that are online. And when the presenter has wants to do a one-on-one interaction with someone online, then they have a screen behind them that brings up a video conferencing window with the online participants. So these people are then amplified in the room through the sound system of the room, and there's two-way communication. Basically, you're on stage as a presenter, and we bring up a Zoom participants on a screen, and you talk to them as if you were in front of them. So this allow for this one-on-one interaction, this hot seat style kind of interaction happening with the participants online, so they actually get one-on-one value and not just being an audience, a non-participative audience. The other thing is through the chat. So participants online in a hybrid event typically will chat between each other if we give them the capability. And this also helps a lot with seeing, it helps to create cohesion and a social bond between the people, the audience that are online and have interactions. Obviously, also most people know nowadays of the breakout rooms in Zooms, for example, where you can program small groups to interact with each other in a private chat, video chat. So basically, for an educator, someone that will present material and requires participants in the class, in the classroom and online, to interact in small groups, we create those breakout groups. We have assistants that allow are allowed to go into the breakout rooms and interact with the students there.
Well, the most important thing I believe there is having a facilitator in online space as well. So in every hybrid environment, it is a facilitator in the room and also a support staff online, holding that space and holding that conversation and making sure that people online are also heard, included in the conversation, their questions are answered, and if there's something needs clarification, they also observe. In the exercises when people are participants are split in rooms, the same way as a teacher would go into the classroom or walk to the groups of people, online facilitator also enters the room, or digital room, online virtual room, can also observe the exercises, can give feedback, can give even marks, or, you know, acceptable, not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. And while you're talking about marks, there's also all sorts of systems, depending of the software that you choose to run your online events, that create polls, for example. So you can have your online audience and in the crowd on their mobile phone answering different questions as polls, or questionnaires, tests can be distributed like that as well. And that's a very interesting option, especially since we can display the results of those polls, and it creates an interactive element for both the people in the room and online. I'd like to talk a little bit about presenting for a hybrid event.
Mm-hmm, because obviously it's very different, and I am sure many presenters or facilitators or trainers would have that as a concern. How do I stay relevant and how do I engage two different audiences? And it would require a different type of skills for sure.
Well, one thing that I see a lot from presenters is they are intimidated by the technology, and so it, they might feel a bit out of their depth, but we are here to help. We are here to make it seamless. So whether it's in our studio as a turnkey environment, or on location where you run your events or in your studios, we make sure that we facilitate your journey to presenting. So basically, we position and orient the different cameras and screens and lighting and audio elements in such a way that it is natural for you to present and to reach out to your online audience as well as your audience here. So for example, we would have confidence monitors where you can see yourself, you know, how you're framed. Also monitors for online participants. So typically, say for a Zoom event, you can get up to 50 people per screen. So we can add up a number of screens and you're able to then see every single of the participants online, which you know, creates, you know, an interesting experience. And we're also able to even display, you know, all these people to the crowd. So there's a bond that's created between the live audience and the online audience. They can all be participating. Like even in an event, we actually were a hybrid event in property development. We had I think 80 people live and 20 people online. So we took a group photo, and the group photo is the 20 people online on the screen projected, and the 80 people in the room in front of them. So we have this shot, this one shot that I took, you know, of the 100 participants, and you know, 80 of them in the room, 20 online on the screen. So these are, it's almost like, you know, being there, but obviously in the comfort of your home. And there are like a bunch of other more tangible and tactile way to cater for the online audience and really woo them, you know, to a great extent. Things that I've seen and that I was part of, for example, with VIP tickets, you would receive a meal. So during the, you know, imagine you're a VIP participant online at home watching and interacting in this class. And for lunchtime, you know, there's a Uber Eats, you know, knocks at your door and you're presented with a, so the delivering, food or objects pre-event is a very good way to include people online and make them feel special. Whether it's a door hanging sign, you know, do not disturb. You know, I'm in a hybrid event, or providing a little glass and some other elements of a costume, so like everyone online, you know, wears that at a certain moment of the presentation. There's different aspects like that of running a hybrid event where you take care of your online participants by literally sending them something in their home or in the place that will they be, you know, having their.
Yeah, it's highly recommended to almost enhance your presenting and entertainer skills at that moment. Like we were talking to one of the trainers and one of the presenters in speaking coach who used to present in large audiences, and he was very comfortable with that. And during COVID, he took all of his training online, and the feeling of you know, just presenting to the screen, sometimes shut off screen, right? Because everyone has this function, for example, in Zoom, just to switch off your camera, and all of a sudden you have to deliver exactly the same material with exactly the same impact, even more, to empty screens, and people do not feed you back that those emotions or that vibe that you get in the live of live setup. So it actually required him to boost his own presence. He required him to come up with more ways to engage people, and that was a learning curve. And now he is actually specializes in training virtual speakers and virtual coaches. So that's another interesting element that we need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Very cool anecdotes about engaging your audience online when you're in hybrid event, and you want people to be more embodied. Maybe it's after the lunch break, and we did this air guitar online participation. So basically, I put this song on, you know, during the break, and then we had everyone on camera online. Doing the air guitar in front of the camera, and then we had this displayed, you know, on the projector screen on stage. So there was like 35 people there doing the, you know, sporting their moves, and it really helped to, you know, bring the energy up in the room. And and you know, these are the things that that you can think in advance and have to change the atmosphere.
Brilliant. What main concern or fears have you heard from your clients and from presenters, people that need to deliver online or that shy away from having a hybrid event, holding hybrid event, or holding event that is live streamed?
A lot of people are not sure how to, are just uncertain about, you know, how to attract people online. So, you know, you'd think, well, okay, I can organize a live event with 50, 100, 500 people, 1,000. However, I'm uncertain how many people will be interested in, you know, watching this from home. And actually, the first step that I see, the easiest thing that I say to my clients is that just like add a ticket for online and see if it sells. Like, if you're really, really uncertain, you don't even, you know, have any sort of marketing budget or extra budget for this activity, you just create an extra ticket and, you know, a campaign for your online participation. And one of the very good way to attract a good crowd is to create partnerships. So, for example, we have a client, a LinkedIn specialist, and he has over 20 partners, partner organizations across the world, in separate in different time zones. So, we run an event for him in the morning, and then in the evening in the Australian Eastern Standard Time, and that allows for two batches of time zones, you know, to be involved with the stream and the hybrid event. And through the partnerships, the local partnerships come, you know, their own audience, and it's then really easy to create, to attract a good number of participants online through this type of partnerships, basically, you know, where everyone pitch in and collaborate.
What about price? That's also a stigma still, that getting specialists in into the room with the video equipment. Video production is expensive. Live streaming is expensive, especially a thing like hybrid event could sound really expensive and scary for people. How would you address that?
It used to cost a lot of money. It used to be very costly to run those events, those hybrid events, or even just live streaming. However, nowadays, the technology has changed so much. And for example, we offer a one-man operation with three cameras and graphics, overlays, live streaming, recording, and hybrid elements. And this, can be as low as a couple of $1,000s per day. So when you take in consideration for an event and then you prepare your ticketing, typically you can sell tickets online for 2/3 of the price of your event. See, many years ago, about 5 years ago, we ran a retreat with. There was only room for 11 people. It was in a mansion with multiple rooms, but it only held 11 people. However, the presenter, the workshop facilitator, was a visionary, because when we offered to do a hybrid event back then, he jumped at the opportunity, and he had a month to bring new participants online, and day in, day out, he basically collected 20 extra people. So people in live at the retreat were paying $1,500 for 3 days, and the people online were paying $1,000 for the 3 days, and he was able to get an extra 20 people, so made an extra $20,000 on his retreat. Got the recordings of it and was able to do all the work necessary with them. That just proves how much basically offering an online option can double or triple your revenue. And at that point, the cost of the live streaming, the hybrid events, logistics, and the recordings, which you then hold as documentation and that you can repurpose for marketing purposes or for video on demand, for online courses and whatnot, they become extremely valuable. So it is comparatively a small investment for the type of returns that a good campaign, or if you have a product that people want, they will basically pay for it. So
yeah,
it pays for itself, really.
Absolutely. And also, how many examples we've seen when the event didn't have to be cancelled, but it was just moved online. When you have a hybrid event, you have this flexibility of moving all of your participants that are supposed to be in the room and couldn't make it due to restrictions or due to change in the situation that we are experiencing now regularly for the past 2 years. It's been like closing opening, especially here.
Yeah,
in
it's been a lifesaver for many events. So we had many clients that have were able to go on with their events, even if there was a lockdown or situation where people couldn't travel. So that's, yeah, absolutely a lifesaver. So any events you're running, please have a backup. Please have a way to present virtually, if not with hybrid facilities.
Yes, and now it's becoming more and more affordable, easier and easier to do. The digital tools are so easy to use and incorporate, and definitely we tell every single client, repurpose. Whatever you record, you put it to the good use. Create a paid version of that content online, chop it up into small clips and keep promoting yourself, keep putting it on social media. That's how you retain the audience. That's how you keep audience interested, and that's how you build up your audience for the next event or for the next webinar, for the next summit, whatever your way of communicating. And there's, for example, 17 ways to hold your event online. There are 17 formats, and I'm sure there's more. These ones that I know of that you can you can hold it. You can hold it as a classroom. You can hold it as a webinar. You can create a summit. It could be a product launch. It could be a Q&A. It could be interview. Mm-hmm. There's so many engaging ways of putting your content out there. And just a question that might arise from our listeners. So the studio is here on the Gold Coast. However, the technology, the kit can travel.
Oh yeah, of course. We travel on location all the time. We were doing this before the pandemic, and we're still doing it today. We've been in Asia, in Europe, in the US, Canada, and we have portable kits. If you are in Australia, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Queensland, we have multiple kits available. And in Sydney, Melbourne, all of Australia, basically we cover, and other areas where we are allowed to travel, basically. This setup is turnkey in our studio built and designed to measure for your events.
And in the future episodes, we will also cover how to build your own studio, how to have your own kits, because I know you might have experience with building mobile kits for other organizations and other businesses, other companies. So that could be potentially interesting for people who want to take it into their hands, and actually many did, right, over the past year. Or to have you got anything else to add or share to add value to our listeners before we finish for today? Anything you would like to address in regards to
know that you can add eyebrows and lipstick to your face when you are on Zoom?
Yes, of course. I do that all the time. As soon as the Zoom came out with the filter that it was using, I was using it. It's marvelous. And I think pretty much any camera nowadays has ability to give you a filter. And would you like to share a little bit about other platforms that out there except for Zoom?
Other platforms, obviously, they are all the... There's two types of platforms. They are the video conferencing, three types of platform: video conferencing, live streaming, and webinar platforms. So when we're talking about video conferencing, this is your Zoom, Google Hangouts, Teams, BlueJeans.
There's multiple virtual platforms appeared as well for you holding virtual events where you don't even don't have to be present in person.
Yes, well, that's the webinar platforms, basically.
No, that's not a webinar platform. That's where you participate as a participant and a virtual platform.
Yeah, virtual platforms. Yeah, for sure. The distinction is that the video conferencing is with no latency, so you can basically interact directly. The live streaming is usually has a delay somewhere between 30 seconds to a minute. And in terms of virtual conferences and webinar platforms, they have typically different functions, and each platform it's a specialty, but you can aggregate in small groups. You can have sales conversations separately. You can navigate between different rooms as per, you know, in a conference, and also highlight the presentation, offer supporting documents such as PDFs, contracts, and whatnot.
So I would imagine if a client came to you to recommend you something for their needs, you would be able to consult them on it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks very much. I think that was very, very valuable. If any of our listeners have any questions in regards to hybrid events, event live streaming, how to do that, how much could it cost, how long is the preparation cycle, and any kind of recommendations, they can get a consultation with you for free. Just get in touch with us on info@freedompotential.com.au, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Natasha.